1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 562. Sketch 100. Trainers.
Hello, hello. It's time to say hello. La, 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 la. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello back to you, Simon. Lovely to see you on this lovely day.
Hello, what's your name?
See, what listeners don't realise is that this is how we interact with normal society.
Simon actually sings everything he ever says outside of this podcast.
Mm. I do. Yeah, when I'm working, giving presentations, and like I just sing them.
Pitching is astonishingly good.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
In real life, but he...
Do you want to buy this? Yes, you do. I kind of end up like kind of with customers playing both parts of the conversation in kind of like back and forth kind of musical part. So that by the end of the thing, the customers are just like, how come we've bought this? I just heard we're buying this. And it works fantastically because it just kind of presumes that.
Applause is a binding contract.
Yes, exactly. Applause is a binding contract. It's the law.
Lovely. Well, whether you sing it or say it, Simon, why don't you introduce this sketch?
Okay, so this is a sketch, from what I can guess, is the oldest sketch remaining on our yet-to-be-podcasted list.
Not including rejected ones.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. And also, as I've said many times, the first, like, 300 are not in date order.
But other than that...
It is very old. It was written before we selected our first show, because I remember reading it in Dan's living room when we were considering what sketches to go into the first show.
So there you go, listeners. It's one of possibly the youngest, oldest sketches. Anyway. So there is...
Now, the big question is it the first sketch ever to include Nazis?
Ooh.
That's the big question.
That seems unlikely, but...
Well...
Maybe not, maybe not. On.
But, I mean, Simon had already been in the group for, you know, a good number of weeks by now, so he must have written Nazi sketches.
I must have written Nazi sketch by now. It
seems logical.
So this is possibly our third ever Nazi sketch. But anyway, so this has got three people, more or less.
Yeah, sort of.
Sort of. So, Rich, do you want to be Lieutenant? Mm-hmm. Alistair, you can be Schmidt, and I'll be Troops.
Okay.
So this is where Alistair sort of OWs me to kind of get multiply myself to be Troops.
I'm going to decree right now, we're not going to do the accents.
Fair enough.
What? That's why
otherwise
I cast
it'll
you.
Become... Oh, really? Oh, I can do it. It's 2 pages long. It'll become wearing very quickly. But okay. Achtung!
Heil!
Today, company, we shall be continuing our rigorous combat training. Remember, hard work and dedication will crush the degenerate allies.
Yeah, mein Oberlieutenant.
Very good. At ease. Today, we shall be concentrating on the bayonet. Yes, I know what you are thinking. The bayonet is an old-fashioned weapon. It is outmoded. It is worthless. Well, a good weapon is a good weapon for all time. We must use everything in our arsenal to reap the inevitable victory.
Yeah, mein Oberlieutenant.
And also, think on this. Without your bayonet, where are you going to keep your skewered baby?
Oberleutnant?
Yes, Schmidt.
Pardon my interruption, sir, but I've been meaning to ask, why do we want to skewer babies on our bayonets?
Well, what else are we going to skewer them with? A schnitzel?
Right. You misunderstand. Why do we want to skewer babies at all? What precisely is the tactical advantage of impaling neonates?
He doesn't know. Would anybody like to educate Herr Schmidt? Right! Well, you lot have evidently learned nothing these 3 weeks. We carry babies on bayonets because it leaves us a hand free to drag the naked woman by the hair.
Oh, come on. Surely the way to win a battle is through the strategic deployment of men and intelligent use of modern ballistics, not arbitrary abuse of non-military personnel.
So young, so passionate, yet still so ignorant. When the enemy sees our lady dragon and our baby kebabs, it shall strike fear into their hearts.
Yeah, until they shoot us down with machine guns operated by their useful free hands.
Have you no love for the Reich, soldier?
I'm cock-a-hoop about the Reich. I'm all about the Reich. But I still think we could do more damage if we used our guns for firing, not the transportation of eviscerated infants. Why this continued obsession with rape and skewering?
It is the Führer's will. Company, I give you this German training handbook.
Heil!
That's not a German handbook. That's a load of Allied propaganda posters stapled together.
Nein, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Look at this one. It's got Germany as King Kong rampaging over Europe. What's that supposed to teach us?
That the chosen Aryans have the might of the gorilla. And that peanuts are an excellent portable source of energy.
Nein, it's Allied propaganda, designed to make us look like bloodthirsty savages. It's not even for the right war. This stuff was printed in 1915. No wonder it's Bayonet City.
Are you sure, Schmidt?
Certain.
Oh, yeah. So you're saying Herr Hitler doesn't want us to train to wax our moustaches and chew a globe whilst wearing a pointy tin hat?
Sorry, sir.
Right. Well, that puts my training plan for the next 10 weeks out. I guess you may as well have a go on the shooting range then. Might come in handy.
Yeah.
So, Schmidt, this is all rubbish then, you reckon?
I'm afraid so, sir.
Oh, I suppose it makes sense now I think about it. I mean, look at this paper here. German Army, top level orders. Invade Russia ASAP. That can't be logical, can it?
That is just mental. Stick it in the bin, sir.
So, Rich, looking back at that sketch that you wrote, whatever, 10 years ago, what would you do differently?
Well, obviously, I'd have Russia invading someone else.
Topical.
Topical now. With any luck, not topical when this goes out. I don't know, not write it. There's a kernel of an idea in there that old enemy propaganda posters become mistaken for a training guide, or even deliberately taken for a training guide later on. There is a joke there, but you've got to get to it and then you've got to get past it. And both of those things seem to take a very long time.
Yeah, I don't know what you do. I'll kind of have to have more examples of that kind of thing happening.
I mean, it's all right when he says, like, oh, wax your moustache and chew a globe. That's quite funny. But that's like halfway through page two.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's also exactly the same shape, even down to some of the lines, as that one we did, the one about space invaders.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
striking exactly. Fear into the enemy, you know, oh, you remain private, what's your question? All that stuff.
It's very true, actually. Very
it's true. Identical, and they would have written around about the same time. Possibly the same week. Well, that basically worked, I'll just do it again, but change the context.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Alistair Turvitt, Richard Catherall and Simon Tui. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.